Back in March of this year, Governor Herbert had just unveiled a Utah solution for Medicaid expansion, one he deemed the Healthy Utah Plan. To highlight the potential benefits of the program, Herbert visited the 4th Street Clinic in downtown Salt Lake, a clinic that specializes in providing care for the homeless and low-income population. During his visit, Herbert hailed his plan as a way to bring federal tax dollars paid by Utahns back to Utah, and in the process give the state the flexibility to offer its own innovations to Medicaid expansion. All the state needs, he said back in March, is the federal government's blessing.
I recognize we need to get some permission and some waivers from the federal government to do this, but I'm optimistic that we can do that.
It's now half a year later, and the governor still hasn't wrangled permission from the Department of Health and Human Services. To date, negotiations have mostly been stuck on a proposed work requirement. But in a conference call with reporters on Tuesday, Herbert said federal officials have made concessions on that point.
It's clear now that both sides understand that part of Healthy Utah would include a benefit to help those who are unemployed, able-bodied, but unemployed, as a benefit not only the health care that they would need and assistance with their health care challenges, but also the opportunity that the state would have to help them get better employment. And both sides agree to that.
As Utah and federal officials continue talks on Healthy Utah, Jennifer Hyvenin of the 4th Street Clinic says no matter how the state decides to expand Medicaid, the clinic and its clientele will benefit immediately.
When people are applying for jobs, when they're looking for housing, your health really is everything. And providing opportunities for that health coverage and that security for people is essential, especially in our patient population where health problems are a major component of people falling into homelessness. Medical bankruptcies in the United States, the majority of those are due to medical catastrophes, and the majority of those people who file have had some form of health insurance. So even that coverage is not giving them quite the financial security needed in order to protect them from personal bankruptcies.
Governor Herbert predicts that Healthy Utah could be finalized in a couple weeks, though how that plan will look is still unclear. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.